This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. You can dial in. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
So we had a call on the line in the very last part of the second hour. Unfortunately, the person dropped off, who said that he was at a new movers party. And so I'm going to do my best to address his call, even though we didn't really get to talk to him for very long. He was at a new movers party, which is something that happens on a monthly basis in Manchester, New Hampshire. And the idea is it's intended to welcome people who are new to New Hampshire, who are libertarians, who've, you know, made the migration here, made the move as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. Some of them are Free State Project participants as well, over at, you know, freestateproject.org, of course, but not all of them. But anybody who moves to New Hampshire who loves freedom is welcome to go to one of these parties and, you know, meet some of the people in the community. Basically, that's the point. Just welcome to welcome to New Hampshire. Tell us about yourself. Meet people. That's basically the idea. It's a mixer event. And so this guy called to say that when he was at this event, people told him that he ought to either move to Keene or go to Keene.
I don't think move was ever said. Just from what I remember him saying, I think it was just go to Keene and meet you.
I think it is move to Keene because I received a message from Jackie the other day out of the blue. And she says, you'll probably be hearing from a guy named Mo. Now, the person on the phone was not named Mo, but maybe, you know, he changed his name for radio purposes. I don't know. Says that we just met at the new movers party. He belongs in Keene, and I don't mean that in a nasty way. He really, really, really belongs in Keene, so please facilitate his settling there. K, thanks, bye. He showed up wearing a top hat and a black, yellow anarchy flag as a cape, announced that he was a professional graphic designer who accepts crypto and payment, and said the final impetus for leaving Virginia for New Hampshire was he kept getting in fights with the D.C. area cops. She says further, in his introduction, he specifically requested information and recommendations for specific municipalities to move to, and we were all, you belong in Keene, LOL.
Very well.
Says. So maybe that's the same person who called in. Honestly, I don't know. But it's interesting because, you know, normally the reaction that people get when they go to one of these new mover parties and say they're living in Keene is some people are cold to them. Some people treat them very rudely, and there is a certain, like, we don't want your kind around here mentality, apparently, from these people.
You guys rock the boat. You make the rest of us look bad.
Yeah, well, there are people who say that, and what they're referring to is some of the direct action, kind of the in-the-streets activism that has gone on here in Keene that has resulted in, over the years, a tremendous amount of media coverage being generated from the activism that happens here in Keene. A recent example of the way that Keene stories can blow up in mainstream media is the Keene Great story that I was talking about earlier tonight. Now, that's not a Free Stater who runs that restaurant, but the libertarians and liberty-minded folks in this area are intimately tied with that. Chris Reitman, of course, who's our Thursday night co-host, he is the official distributor at his gift shop of the Keene Great t-shirts and you know, the stickers and the things like that that they've got. And, of course, a lot of us have been customers of hers because she took Bitcoin and cryptocurrency when she was running her her food truck, her Vietnamese food truck. So we're tied in close. I reported on that story at freekeen.com, and I helped it go national by doing that. I was one of the initial people who actually broke that story. So, you know, we can make news happen here in a way that they just haven't done in other parts of the state. So I think to some extent it's a bit of a jealous.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, like, all the, like, I can't name you a single person. Like, I know there are people saying it, but I can't name anyone who disparages Keenan that way because they're irrelevant, right? I mean, if someone is hostile to, actually, you know, direct action or, i.e., doing something other than hanging out in bars or basements smoking weed and drinking and, you know, arguing with people on Facebook. Yeah, I mean, we're just, you know, we're irrelevant, and I guess we're just jealous. As you said, it goes to jealousy.
And, you know, some people can have a disagreement with activism techniques, but okay, fine. Just don't do that activism.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what sort of activism is going on in any other part of the state?
Oh, there's stuff going on. You just don't hear about
it. Well, exactly. Don't hear about it as, and I mean, I'm just going to say, like, a lot of, like, you don't hear about it nearly as often as Keene, and I'm, you know, I think a lot of the stuff in Keene's fizzled out recently.
Sure, I mean, Robin Hooding doesn't happen anymore, but that also had kind of a on and off, you know, I guess, existence during the time that it existed. Some people would kind of pick up the ball and run with it, and then they'd drop the ball and give it to somebody else, and they'd run with it. That's just sort of the nature of things, that they come in cycles as far as activism is concerned.
Well, and the
there's
only
plenty
thing-
of activism here in Keene. It's just not the, like, the, it's not like the Derek Jay's victimless crime spree days, in that it's not as civil disobedience oriented as it once was. And that's because the people run out of the amount of times they can get convicted for stuff. Civil disobedience is not a sustainable form of activism.
And I mean, the only activism I could think of that I hear coming out of Concord, aside from the, you know, like, legislation lobbying and such, is the 420 rally, which is organized by someone who's living in Keene and has lived in Keene for the past 10 years, or a better part of the last 10 years.
Off and on. You're talking about Rich Paul.
Yes.
Yeah. He's back now. He's back in Keene. He's actually living next door here to the studio.
And he's going to be, he's currently organizing the next 420 you know, I mean, it would make sense if someone living in Concord would, you know, be able to organize that, but not disparaging anyone.
Yeah, I mean, look, as far as moving to New Hampshire is concerned, I would never say that Keene is right for everybody. No. Keene is a small town in the southwest corner of New Hampshire, and if you're looking for a good job, this probably is not the place you're going to find it. It's, you know, it's the city, the county seat, so it's the largest populated area in this region, but this is a not highly populated region.
A lot
period.
Of people even consider it a part of Vermont at this point.
It is a bit more of a lefty tinge to it out here, but, you know, it does have a lot of history to it, and of course you can always go to watch Victimless Crime Spree if you want to get a little taste of what the history has been like over at victimlesscrimespree.com. But wherever you end up in New Hampshire, I'm sure you will find people that you like. If you're a liberty-minded person, there's usually enough libertarians here where you can actually choose who you want to hang out with. And that's a good thing. The fact that some people don't like what goes on in Keene is a good thing. It means that we've done enough here to differentiate ourselves and to make some people say, I would never want to live in Keene. Well, good. We probably don't want you living here either. So you can go to freekeene.com. There's 150 reasons to move to Keene there. If you want to check those out, feel free to go to move.freekeene.com. So there's all kinds of reasons to move out here. But if it's a career decision, you probably want to keep your mind open to everywhere in New Hampshire. If you're looking at moving to New Hampshire, but you need to have the best career opportunities, you probably should keep your mind open to anywhere that has what you're looking for, basically. So those are my thoughts for the caller who unfortunately dropped off the line. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Uplifting Truth on the lines. You're on Free Talk Live on our Discord server. Is it Uprising? Sorry, it's Uprising Truth, not Uplifting Truth. Uprising Truth, you got to unmute that mic. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
There you are. Go ahead with your thoughts.
First off, I had a couple ideas and thoughts that I want to go past you guys. I actually wanted your opinion on abortion, because I was talking to some of the people here in the chat, and you know, I think most of us agree that, in my opinion, I'm not going to speak for everyone, that abortion is aggression on another person.
No, I don't think we all agree on that.
However, it is ultimately that person's choice. So it's kind of like a, you know, catch 22 in that sense of, you know.
Are you saying,
well, whenever someone wants to murder someone else, they have a choice? So, I mean, I don't really, I don't really get your point.
Are you calling it murder?
Oh, absolutely.
See, I disagree.
Well, okay.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree it is murder. But, you know, it, again, it's, how do we, in a free society, promote pro-life values or values that,
you promote it.
I think he means like in a society, like regarding, rules or whatever. That's what, or,
well, hang on. If you want uprising, it's hard to read it. Uprising truth. We'll come back to that here. If you want to discuss it, you're welcome to stick around. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And this is one of those things where libertarians disagree as far as whether or not it's murder, whether or not a fetus is an actual human being with full rights. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Russ Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Russ engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Russ Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Russ's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at freeross.org. FreeRoss.org.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
Vincent, you going to Forkfest this year?
There's a good chance I am, pending a few deals sort of close through. But yeah, there's a decent chance I might go.
Yeah, I heard that you were talking about maybe doing a food vending thing.
Absolutely, I'm
with my roommate.
Absolutely, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I hope it works out. It'd be great.
But you've never been before. You've never been to either Forkfest or the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Nope.
Well, up in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, which is a very, very beautiful place to be, especially during the summertime, and this is actually going to be the week just before summer, June 13th through the 18th, there are a group of liberty-minded folks, voluntarists, libertarians, liberty-loving anarchists, people that gather together at Rogers Campground. And again, this is Forkfest 2019. It's the third year of Forkfest, which is a fork of a different festival, which is called the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And that one's been going on. I think it's coming up on its 15th year. And so Forkfest happens the 5 days before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So if you want to stay up for a full 10-day-long extravaganza in the forest in New Hampshire, you can do that. Now, there's a key difference between these two events, besides the fact that, you know, the one's been around much, much less time, is that Forkfest does not have a central planner. Forkfest does not have a set of organizers, a board of directors, or anything like that, and therefore there's no ticket price to get into Forkfest. There's no security. There's the campground. You still have to get a campsite from the campground, but beyond that, and there are some motel rooms on there, so if you're not into doing the camping thing. There's also RV sites. If you've got an RV, you can bring that up there. But basically, it's self-organized. It is decentralized, meaning that if there's something that you want to see happen, you ought to create that or, have somebody else do it for you, pay them to do it or something like that. So if you want to have a musical event, have a musical event. You want to have a poker game, have a poker game and announce it. Let people know via the Forkfest forums or the Forkfest Telegram chat room, or preferably both of those places, or other places that maybe have yet to have been built by other people, because, again, it's decentralized. So just because there's a Forkfest forum doesn't mean that somebody else couldn't start their own Forkfest forum, if you see what I'm talking about. Go check it out at forkfest.party and mark your calendar June 13th through the 18th. That's just over 3 months from now. It's forkfest.party to learn more. As we go back to Uprising Truth on the line here with us, Jordan in New York, you wanted to talk about abortion specifically, and you sound like that you think that it is a murderous act, but you're not sure what should be done about it in a so-called free marketplace.
Correct.
Gotcha. So here's what I would suggest as a liberty-minded person. Whatever somebody's stance is about the act of abortion, it's really, honestly, shouldn't be anybody else's business. The government shouldn't be involved in prohibiting it, because then you've made a prohibition on something, and then you're just going to drive it into the black market and make it more dangerous and more expensive. So that's not a good thing. More, create crime, basically, surrounding the act of abortion. And the government should also not be subsidizing abortions, meaning the government should not be giving money to people that are having abortions or giving money to organizations that are performing abortions for people. So the government ought to stay out of it. As far as how you can convince people on this subject, there are a myriad of ways that people try to communicate on this this matter. Some try to scare people out of it. Some show pictures of, like, gory, fetuses and, disgusting, nasty refuse and that sort of thing, and that this sort of scared straight method, that might work for some people. Others may just simply try to persuade by sitting down and talking to a good friend. Others may wait until somebody gets knocked up and then have the conversation at that point. I mean, there's different approaches.
Also, what's done with, like, some of the parts and the refuse and stuff, like, companies would buy the parts of these because there's, like, certain cells and chemicals and stuff in dead fetal or just fetal tissue in general that they can't get anywhere else. So there's, like, yeah, and they would get money too, and they wouldn't tell the people getting the abortion. So, like, in some cases, theoretically, I didn't look too much into this. I would just hear traces of the story. Someone could pay to get an abortion, and then the company that they pay to do the abortion keeps the parts, and then they get way more money from selling the dead baby parts than they ever had to spend actually giving the abortion itself. So it's a total racket.
Yeah, sort of in the same way that people have stopped using cigarettes because it's become unpopular, it's become uncool over time to do that. Abortion could be the same way. Also, technology can help as well stop or dramatically lower the number of abortions, because eventually you're going to be able to take a fetus out of an unwanting mother and just put it into a medical fetus, something that's not an actual human being, just basically to gestate the baby in a test tube, essentially.
Or so just educate possible. That there's plenty of couples who, you know, there's a lot of government red tape regarding adoption, but, you know, there's plenty of people who'd want to adopt.
Sure, so roll back adoption
money
red tape.
And give money, too, right?
Yeah. So cut out the adoption regulations and make it easier for people to adopt. Just make it so the Catholic Church or whoever it is that's running the orphanage gets to set their own rules. And
no, but I think we're all covered. There's no private orphanages anymore.
Really?
I understand. I think it's to be the church, and that had its problems. I think most there's no orphanages. I think it's all foster care. And
that's terrible.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, I believe it's all government ran now.
So did that answer your question at all, Corbin?
Yes, it actually did.
Cool.
And just to follow up, there was an article from the Center of Medical Progress about Planned Parenthood buying baby parts.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
They paid out a settlement for $7.8
million. Thanks for the call tonight, Uprising Truth. I appreciate it. I'm sorry, I called him Corbin. That was an accident. That's our next caller. Corbin is on the line in Rhode Island. Hello, Corbin. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I had a quick question.
Yes, sir.
So, me and my friends having a debate, right? And it's a legit question. So, if a girl, a girl hits you, for no reason why, right? For instance, would someone have the right to defend themselves like that?
You're talking about the sort of the societal prohibition on hitting a lady? Is that what you're asking about?
If they hit you first, for no reason why.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter if there's no reason or a reason. No one should be hitting another person. And so, of course, you have the right to defend yourself. It's just that a lot of people will look down on it.
Right.
Well, Ian, is it... Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. You can stay with...
Well, in this case, I've seen it before, say, a girl, I'm not going to say ladies, because ladies wouldn't initiate violence against someone. If, a girl or something, hits you, I don't think it would be defensive violence to hit her back, right? That would just be revenge. I mean, unless she's, nonstop coming at you. But if, some girls do, they get upset, they use physical violence.
Well, yeah, the appropriate thing to do generally is to stop an attack, right? Rather than to return an attack against an attacker to, retaliate, just to simply stop the attack, and then that's that. But you're right, Vincent. If she continues to push, then you absolutely have the right to, do something back.
Well, and I'd go as far as to say this whole you can't hit a lady thing, that emboldened some women into initiating violence, too, because they'd hit the per, they'd initiate the
and
violence,
they know they
and then,
get away
with it. Then someone defends himself, and they start crying and playing the victim.
Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, Corbin. Appreciate the question. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Gangsters? Digital gangsters? That's what Facebook's being called by UK real gangsters in government? It's Free Talk Live. We'll tell you more coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump signed Bibles at a church and took photos with tornado survivors during a tour of Lee County, Alabama, where 23 people were killed by storms last weekend. On a brief walking tour with some of the worst damage, Governor Kay Ivey expressed gratitude for the president's support.
He responded quite favorably, and so FEMA has been right on top of things from day one.
They have.
We're grateful.
President Trump on the survivors.
One woman lost 10 people in her family, incredible woman, and I said, how did it go? She said, I lost 10. A couple of others lost 2 and 3. I've never seen anything like it.
Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson will resign at the end of May to take a job as president of the University of Texas at El Paso. Bill Shine, the former Fox News executive, resigned as White House communications director after being on that job for 8 months. He'll work on President Donald Trump's re-election campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop on over there and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, discord.lrn.fm. By the way, thanks to T. Hammond, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to support what it is that we do here on Free Talk Live. If you like what we do, which is to say, talk about freedom, basically 7 nights a week, on the radio, on 190-plus radio stations, then please join the AMP program, because you can help us get to 200. 250, 300 radio stations. It is possible. More is possible. Just it takes time. It takes effort. It takes money. And so that's primarily where that $5 a month that you send in goes. You can see some of the places that we're spending that money over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com, as we continue. And yes, you can use Bitcoin. Yes, you can use PayPal and also credit card to do your AMP, and you'll get some cool perks. So head on over there, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Free Market Penguin, or Flea Market Penguin, as he's calling himself now, in Virginia. You got to unmute that microphone, Penguin, otherwise we can't put you on the air. There you go. Are you there?
All right, yeah, yeah, guys.
All right.
I wanted to talk about a really dreadful story, or actually it was like a whole hour-long show I heard on NPR the other day. Really, really moving. It really, you know, it relates to free markets. So apparently there is a huge uptick in the cost of insulin in the United States, where now it went from like $30 to $50 a vial that lasts a week or maybe a week, maybe two, up to like $300 or more a vial, to the point where there were people, there were people that literally, like, they were, it has cost less for some people to fly to Taiwan to stock up on insulin and fly back with it.
Jeez.
Or if there are people that have had to immigrate from the United States just because they have diabetes and cannot afford insulin here, because elsewhere, other parts of the world, it only costs, you know, $20, $30, $40 a vial. And the fact is, here in the United States, for various reasons.
Yeah, what is the reason? Why are the costs going up so much?
Because the drug companies charge that much. And clearly, we know that diabetes is very widespread.
Well, that's not the reason. Hold on. That's, when you ask why something went up in price, the answer is not because they charge that much. There must be a reason why.
Well, it's possible that they... Well, Ian, it's something people need, right? And I don't know of any alternative to it. There might be. Mm-hmm. So if companies have something that people absolutely need, right, they could put it at whatever price they want. That was the issue people had with Martin Shkreli and whatever medication his company was.
Oh, yeah, the pharma bro?
Well, only in certain, not in a free market. That's the thing.
Well, yeah, if there were a free market,
three companies that dominate the market.
Right. If there were a free market, then anyone could enter and compete, and that would drive prices down. But because these governments,
something called the FDA,
right,
gets in the way of everything, and the government picks winners and losers in these markets.
So the three manufacturers, it's like three manufacturers, big companies like Sanofi and the other ones that are. Also, if you know, pharmaceuticals are pretty big name pharmaceutical companies. They're the only one I can
Pfizer,
remember right now.
Merck.
Merck, yeah.
Okay.
Another one. But yeah, they like control all the production, and so clearly there's a huge demand. It's not new technology. It's synthetic insulin has been around for decades, if not like 100 years, the way to make synthetic insulin with small tweaks along the way. And they protect it through IP. They protect their intellectual property.
Yeah.
And now we don't have a free market. So elsewhere in the world, you can pay $20 a vial. People are dying because, like, one kid died from his diabetes because he was rationing his last insulin bottle that he got from the funeral of somebody that died from diabetes himself. That was his last vial. I mean, it's crazy, and there's no reason for it. It's just we have such captured, regulated markets that the companies can get away with charging, like Vince said, for that reason.
Well, just imagine really how much better Facebook's going to be when they get to regulating Facebook.
Well, yeah. When you first brought up the story, I figured it was a supply issue just because of all the amount of fat people, or like not fat, hideously obese and or chronically obese people there are in the United States are taking it up.
There are a lot.
But yes, but supply could still in a free market or any kind of halfway free market, you know, be ramped up to meet demand. I mean, it would be a temporary problem.
Yeah. Oh, no,
this
understand.
This is an ongoing problem.
And I understand. I agree with you. It most likely is, you know, like 90% the government's fault. I'm just saying
Remember, rising prices in a free market are just an indicator that somebody can make some money.
Yeah, and then you would have, you know, competition go up and, you know, knockoff brands. And I think that, but I want to say that the amount of chronically unhealthy people in the United States in regards to food habits doesn't play a small part in it.
No doubt about it. No doubt.
Has a lot to do with it also. So.
Flea Market Penguin, any other comments? Go ahead.
I mean, yeah, I just want to say that, I mean, it's clear evidence of a cartel because they were raising prices in lockstep. They're clearly colluding. And you know, the congressman bringing them up before them, demanding answers. Well, the answer is you have a regulated captured market protected by IP. So, yes, they're going to cartelize. They're going to collude with their prices and raise them in lockstep. And there's nothing anybody can do about it unless you have free markets.
But wait, that's illegal. It's illegal to raise your prices in lockstep with another company or another person. See, they're breaking the law, so now the government's going to go after them, right?
Jeez, I didn't even know that.
Oh, they're too big to go after.
Yeah, no, they're not going to go after them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight.
They own the congressman.
Yep, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's illegal. If you and I were selling a thing in the marketplace and we decided that we wanted to make sure that we raised our prices together, if we're the only two sellers of that thing in the marketplace, then even if we weren't the only two, even if we're just two of 100 of them, we're colluding, that's illegal.
Oh, you meant colluding. I'm sorry. I thought you meant like you're just raising it as a natural. Okay, never mind.
No. If we come to an agreement, that's what a cartel does, right? The cartel are companies who've come together under an agreement to lock prices together, basically, in order to protect each other's profits. Now, of course, in theory, somebody could always break the cartel. But
well, then they get retribution from all the other members.
Yeah, they might. So, toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Back to the story here from The Guardian about the critique that the UK government MPs, the Ministers of Parliament, I think is what that stands for.
Member of Parliament.
They're targeting Facebook, saying it needs to be regulated. They want a new independent regulation, so a whole new bureaucracy to be formed to regulate Facebook.
This is great, Ian. They'll create more jobs.
No, this is not great. And I don't like Facebook, but I will stand up for their freedoms to do a bad business the way they want to do their business.
They deserve, you know what, a world's smallest violin, whatever happens to them, they deserve.
We need new. No, because you got to stand up for even the
worst. I'm not
worst
standing up for bad people,
of
Ian.
These companies.
Nope.
Because
nope.
They could target you next. If they get away with targeting Facebook.
They already are targeting me.
Then who's going to be next? So it's important to stand up for people, even if you disagree with them.
I mean, Facebook's for buddy, too. All these big tech companies are for buddies. So, I mean,
it's hard
what
to feel
they deserve,
sorry.
Right?
It is hard to feel sorry for them. I'll give you that. The culture secretary, who's going to be meeting Zuckerberg, says that he wants to discuss the harms that are resulting from social media. The committee argues that had Facebook abided by the terms of an agreement struck with U.S. regulators in 2011, the Cambridge Analytica thing wouldn't have happened. Zuckerberg continues to choose profit over data security, taking risks in order to prioritize their aim of making money from user data. Continuing, they said that Mark Zuckerberg continually fails to show the levels of leadership and personal responsibility that should be expected from someone who sits at the top of one of the world's biggest companies, said Collins in a statement, as though these people have any idea how to run a company. These bureaucrats and politicians. This is the chairman of this committee, Damian Collins. This guy's a professional politician. He's a liar and a thief and a huckster for a living. And, I mean, you may not like Mark Zuckerberg, but at least he's a success. And he did it all, you know, basically by creating a product that hadn't existed
before. No, he copied from the Winklevoss twins. He did a lot of bad things.
More coming up. Pre-talk live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got enough time for you if you jump on the lines right now. Or you can wait 15 or so minutes, 20 minutes, and then we will be on Twitch only. We're going to do freer Talk Live. It's the Free Talk Live after show. It happens only on our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm. So if you're not yet following the Twitch channel, please do that, because not only will you get to watch Free Talk Live, but also your show, Vincent, Questioning Authority, which happens Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern time, right after Free Talk Live. And there's also Call to Freedom, which happens weekdays from 4 to 7 Eastern time in the afternoon. And actually, now Ernie Hancock in the mornings is doing his show, but he's got his own Twitch channel. But we will syndicate it, basically, on the LRN channel. So if you're on LRN, twitch.lrn.fm, then you can watch a bunch of different shows that are on the Liberty Radio Network. And there's a chat room there on Twitch as well. And again, there's these occasional after shows that we're going to do, one of them tonight, on twitch.lrn.fm. So head over there and hit the follow button. And further, if you are a Amazon Prime subscriber, and a lot of people are, one of the benefits that Amazon gives to you that you may not know about is you get a free Twitch subscription. One free Twitch subscription every month. So if you've got your Twitch account linked to your Amazon account, then it's super easy to just do that subscription for free and give it to LRN's channel. So please do that, and we'd appreciate it because it helps. It's just a couple bucks, basically, that Amazon will send us, that Twitch will send us via Amazon, that otherwise Amazon's just going to keep. So if you want to send it to us, then please do over at twitch.lrn.fm. All right, so again, that's coming up here in a little bit. We're talking about the hatred towards Facebook. And I don't hate Facebook, okay? And I don't know anything about Mark Zuckerberg. I don't know how honest or dishonest of a business person that he is. But whatever your foibles are, whatever his foibles are, whatever your critiques are of him, the fact is his business, Facebook, was built voluntarily, meaning that the people who joined it joined on their own volition. The people who stayed and continued to use it, even after all the scandals and after all the controversy and after all the news coming out that they're using addictive gambling techniques to get people to continue to use their service and to stay addicted to it. So there are a lot of valid critiques and concerns surrounding Facebook. I'll agree. But they did it all without ever pointing a gun at somebody, which is, of course, what the government does. And that's why it's particularly ironic for these government goons to be referring to Facebook as digital gangsters. So this is another statement here from this committee in the UK. Damian Collins is the chairman of the, quote, Digital Culture, Media, and Sport Select Committee. They did an 18-month-long investigation into so-called fake news and came out with a ridiculous, like, 100-plus-page report here about Facebook, saying, quote, few individuals have shown contempt for our parliamentary democracy the way Mark Zuckerberg has. If one thing is uniting all politicians of all colors during this difficult time for our country, it is our determination to bring him and his company into line. So that's what they want to do. They don't think he's obedient enough. And as you pointed out, Vincent, the Facebook company is in bed with the government. I mean, they are no strangers to working with state agencies and federal agencies, and assuredly with, you know, Scotland Yard or whoever is over there.
In Germany, they're working very closely with the government to monitor speech, and if someone says something that's illegal under, you know,
under German law,
they have a cop set up and they get arrested.
Wow.
So that's, yeah, I forgot about that. So now if it's possible, I even have less sympathy, which is none. So it is impossible. But I think it's more evidence to say they're getting what they deserve.
The report warns Facebook it's using its market dominance to crush rivals, shutting them out of its systems to prevent them from competing with Facebook or its subsidiaries. Well, why would it want to allow rivals into its systems? I mean, that doesn't make much sense. But maybe what they're talking about is how, like, you can't easily syndicate posts to Facebook now. Meaning if you know, it used to be that if you posted on Twitter, that you could then have that get picked up onto Facebook. There used to be an actual, like, interaction app between Facebook and Twitter that Facebook actually provided. They allow Twitter, basically, to use their API to allow you to sort of cross-post. They stopped that. So I think that's what they're referring to here when they're talking about letting their competitors access their systems. So Facebook was basically like, no, we don't want to let you post to Facebook from some other website. You have to come to us to do it. The committee also released new internal Facebook documents obtained from the company's legal dispute with a company called 643, which said that it, quote, highlights the link between friends' data and the financial value of the developer's relationship with Facebook. Companies like Facebook should not be considered to be, or not be allowed to behave like digital gangsters in the online world, considering themselves to be ahead of and beyond the law. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then they get into the kind of the lame-o response from Facebook to all this. So that's pretty much the story there on Facebook. And if you want to comment, of course, you know, you're welcome to. You can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. Definitely a story that I wanted to cover that we just didn't have time for tonight is Massachusetts and other states and their marijuana sales, and looking at the numbers and finding out that, oh, turns out the black market actually still has the majority of marijuana sales. Now, why is that?
I mean, I'd say, like, from a personal standpoint, knowing nothing about prices down there, I'd say, like, one big reason people would probably get it, you know, in secret, right, for the black markets, because since it's still Schedule One federally, right, if you're a gun owner or if you have children, you know, you might end up on a list of people who bought marijuana. You could end up losing your guns, losing your kids, also getting fired from your job, all sorts of issues.
Yes, and it's just a lot cheaper in the black market due to all the insane taxes and regulation that has been put.
It's like, what, 20% in Massachusetts?
In Massachusetts, yeah. 20% at the retail level.
Cumulative, like all the taxes they put on.
No, no, it's just a retail tax of 20%. I don't know if there are wholesale taxes in Massachusetts. Well, I'm not sure about that.
From what I remember, I thought it was like there's a state tax, and then townships could put a tax, and all of that
added up
to 20%. It's not just like one flat thing.
Yeah, you might be right. But it's at the retail. So I don't know if there's a wholesale tax, meaning that when the grower sells to...
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about retail.
Right. So there may be other taxes. I just don't know for sure. I've not looked in detail at the Massachusetts laws. there's a story that is in the news, Vincent, and I don't think we can talk about it on the radio.
Yeah.
I think we should save this for the uncensored or less sensory after show.
Can you give a hint about what it's about to get people's interest?
There's certain things in the world of radio that you just can't broach, right? Like,
before or after 10 p.m.?
After 10, well...
On the radio.
In broadcast radio in the United States, you're talking about this sort of safe zone or whatever.
Well, you can't break the FCC rules about words, but you can get into, indecent material.
You can be indecent after 10 p.m. Eastern time on the radio in the United States.
So would you be,
but you can't be what's called obscene.
So is this obscene or indecent?
I don't honestly know, because the difference between obscenity and indecency is really kind of hard to suss out.
If this was if we are at 10:01 right now, would you be able to read? Would you feel comfortable reading it?
No, just because when in doubt,
this is a good one.
This is about a politician. I'll tease what it's as much as I can. I'm going to try to say as much as I can about this story. It comes from RT, Russia Today, RT.com. It's about the Brazilian president, and I don't know how you pronounce this guy's name. Jair, J-A-I-R, Jair Bolsonaro, has received a deluge of criticism after tweeting an explicit video of something that happens at a performance at Carnival, and then followed up by claiming to not understand the term that he used. Let's just say it's a shower with a color in front of it.
Oh, it was the...
I think just saying the terms would probably be okay, because it doesn't say specifically what it is. Essentially, it's a euphemism. But I still am not comfortable saying those terms on the radio.
I didn't listen to much radio about it, but it was that's what the Dirty Dossier covers, of the whole, Russiagate thing. So I imagine it would be all right, but, since we teased it so much,
Dirty Dossier?
Yeah, the whole, that thing BuzzFeed released about Trump, what he did, what he alleged.
Oh, in the hotel room.
Yeah, which was, even the creator of the dossier, Christopher Steele, he refuses to talk about it. It's just obviously made up.
Okay, so this is the president of Brazil posting an explicit video and then acting like he didn't know what he just posted. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in a few minutes on our Twitch-only after show, because we can get explicit there. Twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm. Make sure you follow us there. And we'll see you tomorrow night for more Free Talk Live on the radio at freetalklive.com. But more again coming up in moments at twitch.lrn.fm.
It's been said any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggression from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.